New York Times admits mass rape of Latino migrants. By Neil Monroe on March 4, 2019. The New York Times has admitted that many Latino migrants are being raped by the cartel-affiliated coyotes who traffic them to jobs in Democratic-run cities. Under the headline, "You Have to Pay with Your Body: The Hidden Nightmare of Sexual Violence on the Border," the newspaper reported. Gladys, 45, a mother of four from Guatemala, said she was kidnapped by armed smugglers after crossing the border and jumped out of a car to escape, but was captured again. For days, she was held prisoner at a stash house in McAllen and forced to have sex with six men. "I thought it would be better if I died when I fell from the car," she said. The admission spotlights the Democrats' hypocrisy in claiming to support migrants even as the migrants are raped en masse, said Jessica Vaughn, the director of government policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. "Democrats protect the coyotes' migration routes. And if they really cared, they would be drafting legislation and trying to work with Republicans to pass the changes in law needed to deal with this migration crisis," she said. "They are not lifting a finger to do so," she told Breitbart News. Pro-migration Democrats protest the deaths of migrant children but shed these crocodile tears while encouraging the migrants to risk rape, she said. The New York Times admitted. The New York Times found dozens of documented cases through interviews with law enforcement officials, prosecutors, federal judges and immigrant advocates around the country, and a review of police reports and court records in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. The review showed more than 100 documented reports of sexual assault of undocumented women along the border in the past two decades, a number that likely only skims the surface, law enforcement officials and advocates say. In addition, interviews of migrant women and those working with them along the border point to large numbers of cases that are either unreported or unexamined, suggesting that sexual violence has become an inescapable part of the collective migrant journey. The newspaper also ran a prior article admitting the plausibility of President Donald Trump's claim about women being gagged by coyotes. On January 25, for example, Trump told reporters. Trump's claim was ridiculed by media outlets. But on February 28, a headline on a New York Times article admitted. Yes, there was duct tape, the harrowing journeys of migrants across the border. The article said. Undocumented women have been duct taped and tied up before, during and after their migration to the United States, the Times discovered while reporting this story. Maybe not frequently, but it has happened. Because I didn't want to let them, they tied my feet together and my hands behind my back, a 45-year-old Honduran woman told us in an interview. She said she was raped after her smugglers forced her into prostitution shortly after she illegally crossed the border in Texas. The woman, who now lives in Austin and who asked to be identified by her first name, Lucy, was held captive in a makeshift brothel in the South Texas city of McAllen. In one trailer home in Carrizo Springs, Texas, smugglers raped a Salvadoran woman and tortured two men, covering the men's hands with plastic bags, putting their hands on a stool and pounding their fingers with a hammer, all because their relatives failed to pay the fees. This admission by the establishment New York Times matters partly because international pro-migration groups downplay the huge cost of their pro-migration policies. Both in the scrubland north of the U.S. border and in the Mediterranean, where many migrants drown after they are encouraged by progressives to take the risky journey into the Mediterranean. The Washington Post, for example, rubbished Trump's duct tape statement on declared January 25. "I think his statements are completely divorced from reality," said Ashley Huebner, associate director of legal services at the National Immigrant Justice Center. "That's not a fact pattern that we see." In interviews with The Washington Post this week, nine aid workers and academics who have worked on the border or have knowledge of trafficking there said the president's tape anecdote did not mirror what they have seen or heard. A separate story reported in the Toronto Star cited several additional experts who said Trump's lurid narrative, migrant women bound, gagged and driven across the border, does not align with their known reality. "I have no idea the roots of it," said Edna Yang, assistant executive director of American Gateways, a Texas-based immigration legal services and advocacy nonprofit. "I haven't seen a case like that." Democrats look the other way, they're in denial, and made fun of the president for speaking about it, as if he was making it up, said Vaughn. Their zeal to criticize the president is a higher priority than concern for the plight of these migrant women. Those policies are protected by Democrats and by GOP groups, each of which has their own incentive to encourage the migration of workers, consumers, and possible future voters into the United States. It is the catch-and-release policies which are immoral, not the wall, she said. The federal policy of using legal and illegal migration to boost economic growth shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That annual inflow of roughly 1 million legal immigrants, as well as the population of 2 million visa workers and 8 million working illegal immigrants, spikes profits and Wall Street values by shrinking salaries for 150 million blue-collar and white-collar employees, especially the wages earned by the 4 million young Americans who join the labor force each year. The federal government's cheap labor policy widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. Immigration also steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities. In turn, that coastal investment flow drives up coastal real estate prices and pushes poor Americans, including Latinos and Blacks, out of prosperous cities such as Berkeley and Oakland.